They're gonna die. We was out in Brambleton after Pooh got hit. Club entourage in that new drop six. Ice that'll stag any new hot bitch. Champagne super soaker screaming, who got this? Beach niggas wanted work that they could move out quick. But my Norfolk niggas, they was on some shootout shit. You and I, we were different like the two got mixed. Buying biggies, but was riding on some Tupac shit. We was both hurt when we seen how Q drop bitch. Said we knew the ledge better, we the new plot twist. Who knew your face being all across the news outlets? With me forever, I would never talk to you about shit.
Why would I wanna hold you down? When I know you now, the past is your go-to now. Need to tone it down.
You would pay 16, I would pay 18. When I paid 22, still was a great thing. Laid up, counting a million, we daydreamed. Till the plug took back his half, that's they changed. Who was with you roaming the halls at night pacing? Cause the feds watching them things that we chasing. Sliding doors just like the van on 18. Revolving doors on them whores, they play things. It was much more than foreigns that we were racing. If the past catch a dash, no erasing. Black Rari, white hood, make it a race thing. Who knew our dynasty would end up a J-Dang thing?
Why would I wanna hold you down? When I know you now, the past is your go-to now. Shit, we really used to roll around. Copping quarter pounds from the border towns and shit. Ferraris getting ordered now. Down, got fathers to your daughters now. Shit, but let me bring it all around. Rules are different now, niggas need to tone it down.
It was sad watching Dude and Vlad interviews. Really, it's about me, he channeled it through you. Had a million answers, didn't have a clue. Why Michael kissed Fredo and Godfather 2. Names they concealed, I don't make up shit. This that no witnesses wrapped in duct tape shit. Needed all my niggas just to move your brick. That had me on Brambleton back when Pooh got hit.
Why would I wanna hold you down? When I know you now, the past is your go-to now. Shit, we really used to roll around. Copping quarter pounds from the border towns and shit. Ferraris getting ordered now. Can't water down, got fathers to your daughters now. For now, niggas need to tone it down.
But I wanna hold you down.
And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is the the heat from the great Pusha T, whose album It's Almost Dry dropped today. What's up, everybody? This is your boy Reckless in the building. I really gotta stop doing that, but anyway, this is your boy Reckless. So I wanted to start off the podcast with that because why the fuck not? I mean, it's Push. Of course I'm going to want to start off this whole shit with Push. But there's something that I got to get to. Something that I got to get to first. Something that I personally feel was important to get to before I get to anything else. So the reason why I haven't dropped a new episode in almost 2 weeks. Now, it's nothing crazy, yet it is. So, this is the shits. I was out living my best life, you know, doing what I normally do. And I happened to be driving out of a parking lot, and I look up and I have the green light. So I'm driving out and I notice that there's a car to my left that's not moving. First off, I hate those type of people. So if you are one of those type of people who just sit there in the car not paying attention to the light, and you're, you know, causing, you know, other people behind you to be pissed off or be late, like, please don't be that person anymore. Please don't be that person anymore. So anyway, I'm on the right side. So I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go and hit my light. So I drive up, and out of nowhere, boom. I was like, what the fuck? And I had, my first thought was, did this guy that was on my left not pay attention to what he was doing and try to come over into my lane and fuck shit up? Because that was what I was thinking. And then I stop, and I'm in the middle of the intersection, and I look, and I see some dude, and it's a homeless dude. He was on his bike, and he crossed right in front of me, and he hit the side mirror and rolled down the fucking car. And I was like, oh, shit. So I get out of the intersection, and I park. Now, my mind is racing a million miles a minute. So I'm just like, all right, what the fuck? Okay, what am I going to do? Like, okay, I should call 911. Let me go check if he's okay. But then these cars pull up behind me, and immediately I'm like, oh, okay, they're going to probably start some shit. And this beautiful couple gets out the car, and they're like, hey, don't worry. We saw everything. You had the right of way. It's clear you didn't see him. He shouldn't have been in the crosswalk. He shouldn't have been there. And I was like, thank you. You are right, madam. And I'm just like confused. They give me their information and everything. And I'm looking at the dude, and the witnesses that are with me, they're looking at the guy, and he's across the way now on the other side of the intersection where the collision happened. And he is just staring at me. And I'm like, hold my hands up, like, you okay? Like, let me wait for the cars to, like, stop so then I can come over there, right? He just looks, picks up his bike, and rides away. And that was it. And I was like, what the fuck? And then the witnesses looked at me and was like, okay, he's just gonna leave. He's not even gonna come and talk to you? Okay, all right, cool, whatever. So then, you know, I take pictures of the car, we go make a claim, and the whole shit, and then I leave. Then, I had a weird feeling, but I got a call, because the place that I was at, of course I know people there, and it was right in front of some people's jobs that I was there to go see, and they come out. And they call me and they're like, yo, the homeless dude is back. And now there's cops everywhere. And they're talking to him. And he's pretending like he's really hurt. So, one person in particular came out and was like, fuck you, you lying ass piece of shit. Like, don't even spread that bullshit because I was right here, saw the whole shit. You're a liar. You were lying. And the cop went to her and was like, ma'am, you need to calm down and let me move you over here. But she was like, no, fuck that dude. Nah, I hope your goddamn arm's broke. I don't give a fuck about you. And and he's just smiling and laughing his ass off. But the thing is, I come back because, of course, the police are there. And I go and I talk to them and they want my information. And, you know, I give them the whole story. And then I give them the witnesses' numbers so then they can contact them. And it was just a fucking shit show. Like, I just couldn't fucking, like, believe that, one, it happened. Two, I couldn't believe that this dude really was like, oh, I'm about to get some money today. But it's like, yo, you know there's cameras all over this block, right? And we're right across the street from the courthouse. And there's fucking, like, lawyers all over the fucking place. Like, bro, like, what the fuck? You're an idiot. And I had witnesses. What the fuck? Like, just that and that moment really pissed me off. And as the day went on, I just got madder and madder and madder and madder. And I was like, I'm not taking that energy onto the podcast. I'm not doing it. I'm not. Because even though I was like, it's justifiable for me being pissed off. It was just one of those things where it was like, nah, I don't want to, you know, say some shit that I might regret later. But at the same time, yo, fuck that dude. Like, that was some shitty shit. So I was just waiting for, you know, all the shit to go through, the insurance and the police report and all that shit, because it was just like, you know, even though I was in the right, and that dude is definitely in the wrong, you know, you still have these, like, irrational fears of, you know, the what if, you know, even though this guy's homeless, you know, I'm black, like, which one's higher on the scale of importance, you know what I mean? Like, not even on the scale of importance, let's just be real, I'm a black man in America, like, this dude is white and he's homeless, they might look at him and be like, oh man, let's give this nigga a break. But at the same time, it might be like, nah, like, which one is more, like, which one has higher value in this country, a black dude or a homeless person? That's such a dumbass thing to say, but for real though, like, I had that thought running through my brain, and it's stupid to think that way, but here I am thinking that. So I just needed some time to calm down, and I didn't want to bring that energy to the podcast. That was just a lot. Fuck that dude, man. Fuck. I mean, don't get me wrong. I hope he's not dead. I mean, it's been almost, what, 10 days since that happened? 10, something like that. 10 or 11 days, but it's like, they would have called me if he died, but he ain't dead. He's just a piece of shit. He probably just, you know, did that on purpose just so he can get some drugs. Because why the fuck are you on the crosswalk when the light is green, homeboy? Like, what the fuck? Anyway, so that was that dumb shit. And then I've been dealing with some other dumb shit that's going on in the world. And I'm not really going to get into that either. But it's just a lot, man. But on the bright side, there has been some stuff that's going down that, you know, had me really excited, and I'm going to get to that in a little bit, but before I do, I kind of wanted to just break down this album real quick, not too deep, but I'm going to get into some shit, but first, we already played Brambleton, but let's get into Let the Smoker Shine, The Coops, still. Once again, King Push off of his new album, It's Almost Dry.
If money is the evil root, let the smoker shine the coops. Rich bitches that love the boost. I'm just here to find the truth. If kilograms is the proof, I done sold the golden goose. I got 'em, baby, I'm Jim Perdue. Cocaine's Dr. Seuss. We sip Ace out the flutes. Chanel scarves out the roofs. If I never sold dope for you, then you're 95% a hoop. I forsaken all the rules. I done paid for all the dues. At first 40, Ace the clue. Your jail cell was made for two. AMG's on auto cruise. The wrist singing auto tune. The dope game destroyed my youth. Now Kim Jones Dior my suits. If money is the evil root, let the smoker shine the coops. Rich bitches that love the boost. I'm just here to find the truth. If kilograms is the proof, I done sold the golden goose. I got 'em, baby, I'm Jim Perdue. Cocaine's Dr. Seuss. Bitch, you're cheap. I can make you lose your sleep.
You millionaires on just TV. Now make it make sense to me. If money is the evil root, let the smoker shine the coops. Rich bitches that love the boost. I'm just here to find the truth. If kilograms is the proof, I sold the golden goose. I got them, baby, I'm Jim Perdue. Cocaine's Dr. Seuss.
Yo, I mean, come on. Cocaine's Dr. Seuss. Oh my God, this man is a fucking king. Push, ladies and gentlemen. King. Fucking push. Push a T. Once again, the album's called It's Almost Dry. Now, I've been waiting for an album like this pretty much all year. Not even that. I've been waiting for an album like this for about 3 years, I'd say. Almost 3 years. Don't get me wrong, there's been like great bodies of work that came out within that time. Just realistically, I needed Push. That's what it is. I needed Push. There's something about Push's music and his voice, his cadence. It's just so, you just believe it. You know what I mean? You believe it. You feel it. You live there. You just live there. Like, whenever I hear anything coming from him, I'm on it. It's like the first thing that, you know, I play. And whenever I get on the freeway and I just want to drive, Push. I don't know. He just makes me want to lean back and drive fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm talking about. If you know, you know. But it's just something about him that just, no matter what, it's always fresh. It's always, you know, it's always just brilliance coming from him. And you can tell that he gives a fuck. That he, you know, studies, you know, the science of it all. Like, he is a master at not only beat selection, but how to, you know, really flow on it and make it something different, you know. And the production value, the producers that come in and work with him, it's brilliant. The only thing that was missing for me on this album was having a Rick Ross feature. I mean, it's not a Push joint until you get, you know, Rick Ross on there. But I will say that the thing that really, like, tugged at my heartstrings and made me like, oh shit, is the fact that he got Malice on a track. He got his brother on a track for I Pray For You featuring Labyrinth as well. Just to hear the clips one more time on a track, it's you know, it really like tugs at you. You know, I remember listening to the clips when I was a kid, and you know, grinding was just like fucking everywhere, you know. And I still remember like getting that album from a friend of mine and popping that in for the first time and just going through that whole track list, and it was just like heat. It was just all bangers, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is genius. Like, these two together, these twin brothers, like, they fucking just got it. You know what I mean? And then having, you know, Pharrell, you know, back you, it's even bigger. It's even better. Because, well, it's Pharrell. Need I say more? But it was just so good to hear that. It's so good to hear those two together on a song, especially this song. And it was just one of those things that you really need to like sit down and listen to. I mean, and to hear, you know, Malice, his first bars, you know, tell me what I missed, like that one line, tell me what I missed. You got my attention. Because I feel like I know where you're going with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can either go down the path of like, you know, what did I miss? I don't need any of this. I don't need to pick up the mic and spit on, you know, spit on this beat anymore. I don't need to do this because I found my path, and this gives me, you know, my truth, my strength. This makes me feel the way that I need to feel, and I don't need this. So what am I really missing? Or could go down the path of, well, what did I miss? Because all y'all niggas over here that think y'all the shit, I haven't been rapping in almost 10 years and I'm still the shit. You know, you have that energy. And what's dope is you can go either way, but Malice was like, no, I'm going to bring all that shit with me. Like, y'all not only going to hear me, y'all going to feel me. And there's just so many, like, dope ass shit that he spits in here that is just fire. Like when he says, X told you hell is hot. I told you repent. Hot line. But the next thing that he said that I think is just dope and real to him and to fucking everybody that's of that lifestyle, or for him was, you know, I greet you with the love of God. That'll make us friends. I might whisper in his ear, bury all of them. Whew. Telling you, that man got fucking heat still. Imagine the heat that he gives at Sunday service. Like, we can sit here and be like, oh yeah, man, Kanye's Sunday service is fire. Listen to that music. Praise God. But I wonder what a Malice, like, sermon sounds like. You know, I'm trying to... Did he ever do a Sunday service? I don't know, but I'm going to find out because I need to hear that. I need to hear that. That was probably some... Oof. Bars. But, this album was just dope, and that was a huge surprise. But this track, Rock and Roll, with Kid Cudi and Kanye, that was a surprise for another reason, because Kid Cudi don't fuck with Kanye anymore. And it was just surprising to see that, because it was like, yo, did they make up? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. But, you know, an interview came out and said that, or he recently did an interview and he said, nah, we ain't friends. Fuck that dude. I recorded that a long time ago. And that is the last time you will ever hear me with Kanye. The last time. And I fuck with it. I really do. I mean, the crazy thing to me is that here are two people, Kanye and Kid Cudi. This is just how I see it. Two people, Kanye and Kid Cudi, who have one similar thing, mental illness, right? Like, Kid Cudi was on, like, a whole nother plane of, like, yo, I'm not right, and I need to get right, you know? And he went and did the work, and he sees his friend, Kanye, also in that same lane. But Kanye is more of like, yeah, I got mental health issues, but I'm not going to do anything to try to help myself because it's going to kill my genius. And it's sad. I know I talked about it on a previous episode, but it's just really sad to see someone decline in such a way that people believe or people understand. How did I say it before? Actually, no, fuck that. It's more now sad to see someone of such importance to the culture just, you know, go down like this. But because he is so integral to the culture, we still celebrate all of his wins and say, hey, he has to be in his right mind. But is he? No, obviously not. And he's even admitted it. But we still celebrate. We still go and say, hey, you know, fuck it. Like, let him do him, you know? And it's sad. It's sad. It speaks so much to the culture's inability to want to ask for help, especially believing in mental health, believing that, you know, therapy is a good thing. I mean, in the Black community, I've said it before, you know, it's getting better, but it's not getting to where it needs to be. It's not getting to where it should be. But here's two examples of two men who have mental health issues, and one was fighting to live, and then the other one is just fighting to keep his originality and keep his genius, because his genius is important, which is fair, but not when it's detrimental to your family and yourself. And Cuddy understands that, recognizes that, and tries to save him. But, you know, Kanye doesn't give a fuck and, you know, made that man look fucking stupid. Even after they dropped that brilliant, beautiful album, Kid See Ghosts. That, to me, was the start of something that could be potentially life-saving. But it ended up severing their friendship and severing their, you know, it was just sad. It's just sad to see that all these years later that's over and done with. But it was nice to hear this track because it was actually well-crafted and perfectly curated. This album has everything. It's cohesive. It's strong. It flows perfectly. And even though you've heard Hear Me Clearly, you've heard Neck and Wrist, you've heard Diet Coke over and over, you know, it doesn't matter, because when you get into it and those songs hit, you don't skip. You still sit there and listen, and you vibe, and you know, grow with it. And it's I think this is another Push album that is going to age well. I mean, what, back in 2013 maybe, you know, Push, he dropped My Name Is My Name, and that album to me was like the dopest shit I ever heard in my life. I was like, what in the fuck? Like, when I heard that, I've always been a big Push fan. I mean, Wrath of Cain was dope. It just doesn't get enough, like, love, you know. You know, Darkest Before the Dawn was dope too. But hearing My Name Is My Name was just dope from beginning to end, going from King Push to Numbers on the Board, Sweet Serenade, Hold On. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. But, you know, going all the way down to fucking Snitch, that album was fucking dope. Incredible. And really fucking smart. Because if you really pay attention to My Name Is My Name, that album is about ownership. The whole album is really about ownership. And not even just ownership of, like, property and things, you know, because that's definitely in there, but ownership of, you know, who you are, ownership of your loss and your pain and your struggle, and, you know, ownership of, you know, love and what the heart wants. You know, it's, that album's really fucking, like, incredible. But Daytona, when you hear If You Know, You Know, come on, son. Your day is done. You don't give a fuck about anything else. Like, that's it. That is, you know. But all those albums age fucking well. That you can listen to that 10 years later, and it still hits. It still feels good. You know, that's the power of Push. Push is undeniably one of the dopest MCs, and yeah, and he's, what, 40 pushing? Like, he's pushing, no, he is 40. He's over 40, and he's still, like, one of the dopest MCs out. One day I'm going to do a list of, you know, top 10 over 40 MCs in the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to do that, because, you know, top 5. If I'm just spitballing right now, top 5 in no particular order would have to be Nas, Eminem, Push, Jay-Z. Wait. Oh, shit. Oh, and Bus. And Bus the Bus. Yeah. Like, those would have to be my 5. Actually, I might have to mix that around because Redman just popped in my head. But yeah, I'm definitely going to do that list. I'm going to really break that down and focus on that. So don't expect that in the next couple of weeks, but expect that in the next couple of weeks. Anyway, before I get into the next shit, I just want to play this right quick because I'm just feeling myself right now. But I'm going to get on to I Pray For You because I really dig that joint. And since I was talking about it, you might as well take a listen to it if you haven't heard it already. Fuck, this album is good. But anyway, here's I Pray For You featuring Labyrinth and Malice. Oof, let's get into it, yeah.
I pray for my enemies, I pray for my friends, I pray for the one who will betray me again, I pray for the killers, I pray for the saints, please pray for me now, cause darling,
do you see the phoenix rise from the ashes? Lightning struck twice on four classics. Self-preservation, we separate ourselves from the plastic. The ankle of my sweat still elastic. Still do gymnastics, if hold still forever young, then I'm a somersault backwards through these chapters. Land in the soft white, cook it till it's off-white. They questioning my scorecard, hold it to a torchlight. I hit it in the porch light, see I had the foresight. My 911 was pulling up to matching Porsche night. Ooh, the married drug dealer even named my son Bricks. He raps what he lives, so fuck the nanny gon' sit. It's the grown man in me, searching for the plug, that's the nomad in me. Still the X Factor, that's the Rohan in me. Reluctantly a role model, that drowned in too many gold bottles. Harold Melvin without the blue note. The past 10 years screaming Uno, then sidestep back into the duo. The kings of the Pyrex. I'm my brother's keeper if you listen and you dissect. All I talk is money if you listen to my dialect. Bitch, I shot grinding in my mama's projects. I'm just being honest with you, how is that for context? You can live forever when the shit you write is timeless. We gon' live forever cause the shit we write is timeless. Tell me what I missed. New designer drugs and emotions I don't get. I don't Hellcat, still paddle when I ship. Vietnam flashbacks, I get triggered by a sniff. Today's top fives only strengthening my myth. Belong on Rushmore just from chiseling a brick. Still fighting demons, see that curse is now my gift. Secrets die with me, that's as deep as the abyss. That is no coincidence when I was in the mix. Opened up your nose like I'm cutting it with Vicks. Slaving over stoves like I rubbed together sticks. Paved another road so my soul will coexist. But heaven only knows I will dig another ditch. In a suit and tie like you putting on the Ritz. Three record deals showed me ignorance was bliss. Trying to milk a game that is only 2%. X told you hell is hot, I told you repent. Faith never wavered as I walked along the fence. Faith moves mountains, so what are you up against? Watch my brother round you bitches, I know he pretends. I greet you with the love of God, that'll make us friends. I might whisper in his ear, bury all of them. Light another tiki torch and carry it again. Back up on my high horses, chariots again. Put the ring back on a finger, marry it again.
Oh.
Told y'all. Told y'all. Anyway, that was I Pray For You. Off the album. It's Almost Dry. Pusha T. Shit. Damn, this is a good ass album. I've literally been listening to this shit all day. Anyway. Now. Before I close out, because this was meant to be a short episode, but I was waiting for the right time to announce this, but I am definitely going to do this today, and it makes sense to do it today because of Push. So, here's the announcement. I need like an actual drum roll, but in the next week, 10 days, well, actually 7, because that would mean Friday next week. Anyway, Friday next week will be the official launch of my new clothing line, simply called Blackheart. And I could not be more excited to share with you all the things that I've been working on and show you like where my mind goes when it's 2 a.m. and I can't sleep and there are no Oreos in the house. That is a real thing that has happened here. And that's not that sad, but damn, that is sad. Anyway, so a lot of people who know me know that I've been designing shit for like 10 plus years, maybe. And I've always been the type of person to just come up with this random idea that I have in my head. And because I don't see it anywhere in clothing, I just end up designing something and then put it on a sweater or on a t-shirt or whatever. Because I'm, you know, hip-hop through and through. I'm very streetwear. If you ever see me, I'm usually wearing all black or black and white. mostly wearing like hoodies and shit. But every time I made something, you know, I always just made it for me. But then when other people started like seeing some of the work and some of the designs that I was wearing, they would always ask me where I got it or if they can get one. And for a little while there, I did start selling some stuff, you know, just some t-shirts and shit. But it never really took it that serious because it was just more of like, you know, this is fun, this is a hobby, whatever. And one day, about a year ago, I started thinking about all the things that I really want to do. You know, what am I passionate about? And I really dug deep in there. And the answer just, you know, hit me when one day I'm wearing a sweater and someone asked me, yo, where is that? Because I've seen a friend of mine wear it. And I was like, well, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean? And turns out it was something that I made about 5 years ago. And I fulfilled a big order of them because it was the only way that I can get them. And I was actually just going to give them away for free. But then some people ended up, you know, buying them. And this one person was like, yo, you got to look out for this person because this shit is fire. And then I just realized, oh shit, like you like it? And the random person. And they're like, yeah, fuck yeah, you should really get into that. And I was like, fuck it. I have a couple friends that are designing and doing their thing. And I was always the person that kind of just felt like I'm going to hold back on some of the things that I like to do because, you know, I've never really been like I can't find the right word, but I was never really like confident in my own shit. But hearing someone that I don't know appreciate something that I did and they're looking for more, like I'm used to it in dance, but I'm not used to it. And I was used to it for this actually, but I'm not when it came to like designing, it was different because there was something behind each image that I would create. There was something behind each piece, you know, and I started to realize that in that moment, I think this is what I'm supposed to do because I find so much joy within it. And it always brings me like some sort of like peace because it's just another artistic outlet for me that allows me to, sorry for all the coughing, by the way. I'm not sick or anything. It's just these fucking allergies. And anyway, no, but it's just another way for me to express myself. And then I realized that there are probably people out there that think or feel the same way as I do, and they see themselves within something that I've created. So I took some time to really like understand like if this is really what I want to do, and I just reached out to people, got some information, and I got some really great advice from some friends of mine. But the best advice that I got was from James. He was the owner of Us Versus Them, and that's one of my favorite brands. But I spoke to him for about an hour, and the one thing he told me was, fuck it, just do it. Look at me, I really didn't have shit, and I started this company with a friend of mine because we were just having fun. But we knew its potential because we believed in our potential, and that's all we needed. So just do it. What's the worst that can happen? And I was like, yeah, he's right. He's right. He's fucking right. So, yeah. You're going to start seeing a few of my pieces here and there. I'm starting with one particular thing, and it's actually inspired by Push. The whole brand was actually inspired by him. There's a line in one of his songs, Hold On, featuring Rick Ross off of the My Name Is My Name album. And he's talking about the loss of a friend and dealing with the emotions with that. And he has a line in here that is very simple, very expressive, but it was definitely, it was always something that stuck with me. And just hearing it again a few months ago when I was starting this, it's the thing that just stayed with me. He says, the pain in my heart is as black as my skin. And everything in me just attached to that. I just held on to that. Because I knew for some reason it was going to be important. And then one day during the lockdown and everything, and actually we were coming out of it, that song just stayed in my head. That line stayed with me, and I just kept saying it over and over. And then out came the idea, out came the name, out came the image of this brand and what it is and what what I believe it to be. This is not one of those high fashion, you know, streetwear type of brands. No, it's just streetwear. This is just classic, you know. And it's based off of the idea of love and rage. And each season is going to represent different emotions. And then the collections that are going to be attached to them. Just know I got some tricks up my sleeve. I got some shit that I'm very excited about. And from all accounts, it's just, whew, man. So I can't wait to drop all that on you. But next week, I'm going to launch the website. Just praying for no other side bullshit to prevent me from actually releasing it. But that's where we're going. That's where I'm going. And I am very thankful to be here at this point and to tell you guys that. And I can't wait for you guys to not only see what I've been working on, but be a part of it. And you all better buy my shit. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm also going to have some exclusive, you know, Reckless Effect gear. So then you can support the show through that as well. The line is coming very soon. So for more information, just, go follow me on Instagram, at King Reckless. That's KingWreckless __. There's two of them. So go follow me there. I'm gonna put all that in the description here, and, I'm going to be pushing that everywhere. So, yeah. Be ready for that. I'm ready for it. And, whew. This year is going to be one to remember. Not just for the losses that many people have experienced, you know, so far in this year, but the wins. I can't wait to see everybody win. Everybody getting what they truly deserve. You know, I can't wait. This is going to be a good year. It really is going to be a good year. Yeah. Anyway, no more of that. So I'm going to end this show with Neck and Wrist. I mean, it's only appropriate, mine as well, just for the simple fact that this album was just so fucking good. And, yeah, it's Push Day. It's the King's Day. King. King Reckless. King Push. Yeah, that sounds good. Anyway, thank you again for tuning in, y'all. And I hope you enjoyed this last bit. And also, don't worry, I'm going to put the information for the Instagram for the line itself, so then you can check out what I have coming. And yeah, I might set up a pre-order, but we'll see. All right, thanks everybody again, and this is Neck and Wrist featuring the God, Jay-Z and Pharrell. Peace.
You're supposed to put the first 500 in the safe and lose the combination. I promise you the floor plan's nothing like the model.
Neck and wrist don't lie. Neck and wrist don't lie.
The money counter ding. It's so exciting. Summertime, Winterfell. I'm the Night King, the Colgate Kilo. The hood needs whitening. We fish scale niggas. Like we all Pisces. Your bitch in my bubble, like I'm still typing. She hoping that you let her go, like a kite string. Your eco-friendly jewelers, you keep recycling. Cartier bust downs, just not my thing. The beat in the center of that left and right wing. The only time you'll ever see me next to Breitling. Wonder where this started from. The facts are frightening. Richard Price flame gave birth to pipe dreams. Now we
first
here.
First in the beach with $1 million auto. Bring the cameraman. I promise you the floor plan's nothing like the model.
Neck and wrist don't lie. Neck and wrist don't lie.
And a dope house had a line, dope house had a line. And a dope house had a line, dope house had a line. And a dope house had a line, dope house had a line.
love, I wouldn't believe it either. I'd be like Jay-Z's a cheater, I wouldn't listen to reason either. All I know is he's a felon, how is he selling? We the Kaliber brothers, deep down I believe you love us. Huh, feast your eyes, the piece unique is sapphire. Rappers liars, I don't do satire. Neither I nor my wrist move mockingly. Y'all spend real money on fake watches, shockingly. They put me on lists with these niggas inexplicably. I put your mansion on my wall, are you shitting me? I blew bird money, y'all talking Twitter feed. Got different sob stories, save your soliloquies. They like if Big was alive, Ho wouldn't be in this position. If Big had survived, y'all would've got the commission. Ho was gonna always be Ho, but 'twas the universe will, 'cause Allah says so. And now I'm here
with $1 million.